Daily Rest, Friday, May 26th, 2023. The theme this week has been Resurrection Evangelism. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. Acts 13, 32 and 33. Our Resurrection Testimonial, Part 2. This is the seventh time in Acts that this message has been given, and the seventh time that the apostles were cited as being eyewitnesses of the resurrected Jesus. This was the focal point of the early New Testament teaching. Jesus died, but was risen again. Jesus' resurrection is mentioned over 200 times in the New Testament. It was the heart of the early church's message. Even the historian Josephus refers to this emphasis of the early Christians when he writes, "The disciples reported that he, Jesus, had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion, and that he was alive." Complete Works, The Antiquities of the Jews, page 379. When Paul gave this sermon in Antioch, it was over 15 years since Jesus had died and risen. The vast majority of the Jewish people did not recognize Jesus as the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. That is why Paul customarily started his preaching in the synagogue with the Jews. He would tell them how all of this good news about Jesus of Nazareth, his life, his death, his resurrection, is all right here in the Holy Scriptures. Paul is saying it is the heart and core of the Old Testament writings, and it is the heart and core of what we preach today. What were the results of Paul's preaching? Read Acts 13, verses 42 through 48. The empty tomb gives us the assurance every day of a risen Savior who paid for all of our sins and lives even now to forgive us, to watch over us, and guide us with his powerful word. May it be the most important teaching that we proclaim in our world today. With so much reported death all around us, we have the answer, the crucified and resurrected Jesus, who tells us, "Because I live, you will live also." Thank you, Jesus, for your death and resurrection that has assured us of forgiveness and everlasting life. Move us to proclaim this good news to all. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.